We've invited you to this simple worship service tonight in order to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. As Jesus said of all worshipers in John 4, verses 23 and 24, that God seeks true worshipers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. As in the New Testament of the Bible, there were five avenues by which worship was conducted by the early servants of the Lord in early churches of the Lord. They're listed there in 1 Corinthians chapters 11 and 14 and 16 in reference to the singing, preaching, and the praying. They were to sing with the Spirit and with the understanding also. They were to pray with the Spirit and the understanding also. And they were to teach God's Word in such a word of choice that they would be clearly understood by any attending their services. No one leaving saying, "These folks are insane because we do not understand a single word they're saying." Their singing, their preaching, their praying was to be corrected by the Lord if they messed up on that matter, and apparently they had done so there in 1 Corinthians in chapter 14. There was a coming famine, a time of need, and the brethren were instructed to lay by in store upon the first day of the week, as the Lord had prospered them, that there be no gatherings when I come. Unusual language. The idea was that you may be tempted to not get on to this business at hand. Put it off, put it off, put it off. And the idea is that you should not do that. You should lay by in store upon the first day of the week as the Lord has prospered you. The opportunity for us to gather on this simple service tonight so that as we sang and as we prayed and as we meditate upon the Word of God is to fulfill the teaching about true worship of the Lord. Since the Lord corrected those who messed up His worship there at Corinth, we understand, churches of Christ, that we're to be a part of correcting whatever those areas are in the which, instead of worshiping God, we're magnifying one another or we're simply entertaining one another. As a result of our worship of the Lord in spirit and in truth, we find ourselves blessed of God and doing His will. There's another area in which giving is to be done, and that area of giving was the area in which they could be people who were serving the Lord faithfully and loyally as they gave of their hearts to remember the body and the blood of Christ. It wasn't enough to come to services and to make a donation of the prosperity of their week. To the contrary, they were to remember the body and the blood of Christ that was broken and shed for them for the remission of their sins. And this do, Jesus said, 1 Corinthians 11, and quoted by Paul, "Till I come again." We are to remember Him, and we offer this service for the opportunity for those traveling today who did not have the opportunity to stop today on their travels or on their family visits and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Thus, this service is offered to you. We thank you for your participation with us, and we understand these verses in the Bible. This can be done anywhere in the world. As we gather together in someone's front living room, or in a city hall, or in a church building, an edifice such as we have right here at Crockett, it does not mean that everyone who enters the door is a worshiper of the Lord, a true worshiper in spirit and in truth. That's what God seeks to worship Him, John 4, verse 23. But it gives the opportunity for people to know what the Lord has said regarding this matter, and thus the worship of God is in harmony with all the other examples that are given in the Scripture of the worship of God. For the details that are given of the worship of God in the Old Testament of our Bible, such as the instance in which Abraham offered Isaac, we read of God's instruction, we read of Abraham's following God's detail, and Isaac accepting the matter. And we read of where God stopped him and said, "Now I know that you would not withhold even thine own son from me." It is the case that God wanted him to worship in a certain way, in a certain time, a certain place. And in the New Testament Bible, you'll find these kind of remarks made regarding the singing, preaching, and praying of 1 Corinthians 14. They were to tarry on one another. They were not to rush up their participation in the Lord's Supper, according to 1 Corinthians 11. They were to be people who sang and prayed and preached God's word understandably, and as a result of that, enjoyed a growth that they would not have otherwise. May God bless you and keep you. Thank you for your time this evening. This is Robert Rawson, and this particular part of our study is entered on the internet to acquaint others that perhaps next week, as the first of the new year, we'll get underway. And there will be a Sunday night service offered in the same vein, a simple worship as they do in the New Testament of our Bible, as we sing, we pray, we preach that message of the simple worship of God. We participate in the Lord's Supper, the opportunity for you and me to be people who thank the Lord for His gift to us and for us.